It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis are here with the studio, in the studio with me, and now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge. As long as you haven't played in the last 30 days, you can call us now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. When you get on here as a contestant, you will get to choose the category, which will have five questions inside, and each of those questions will have point values assigned to them. And if you can get more than half of the 15 possible points, well, then you win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
All right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Cottleville.
No, we're not there yet.
I know, but I just thought after three years, I would just throw it in early.
All right. From the Old Town Donut Shop, with two locations, one in Florissant and one in...
Donuts.
Cottleville. We also have, from Peroni's Pizzeria, a gift card. They have three locations, one in Florissant, they have one in O'Fallon at M&P, and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And from Werenberg Theater...
Donuts.
We have, no, not donuts. We do have free movie passes.
Yay! The prize man!
And if you get the clean
right
sweep. No, I was waiting for Paul.
I was waiting for the movies.
That's right, Paul.
I do know that among the movie passes we have today are passes for the new Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Yes.
Okay.
We do.
And if you do get all the questions right, you get a bonus prize, which is...
A gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net. Back to you, Paul.
You know what they don't have at Candice's?
What's that?
Donuts.
No.
Let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show. As a contestant, you get the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go right ahead.
Nothing much today. Just Friday. Happy to be home.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And three categories that come spilling out, you choose the one you want. Number one is always our topical category, have you been paying attention? Or you can have category two, they died this week. Or category three, Easter munchies.
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Jeremy. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On Sunday, Barack Obama became the first U.S. president to visit Cuba since 1928. Who was the president then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. According to Forbes, the Cardinals are the seventh most valuable franchise in baseball, worth $1.6 billion. Which team is worth more than twice that and tops the list?
Yankees.
Yankees at 3.4. Which of these is the Internet's leading choice for the name of a new British research ship? Is it Her Royal Boatness, Bodie McBoatface, or Queen Elizabeth?
Bodie McBoatface.
That's correct. Which Major League Baseball team played the Cuban national team in a game President Obama attended this week?
Tampa Bay.
Correct. Which state's primary was the only one that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump won this week?
Pass.
Back to the one-pointer. Who was the president in 1928 who went to Cuba?
Roosevelt.
Did you say Roosevelt?
I did.
It was Woodrow Wilson.
Right.
And those are the days before Air Force One. He had to go on Battleship One. And fortunately, we didn't have to say, you sank my... Never mind. It was Arizona that Clinton and Trump both won this week. Cruz and Sanders took down the other states in the other primaries and caucuses. And let's see how you did here, Jeremy. You got the two, you got the three, you got the four. My math says that's 9 points for the win.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Congratulations, and hang on while I meet our next contestant. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
Okay. I forgot. Happy Easter to my family.
Okay. We have these categories for you. They died this week. Easter munchies. Or our new third category, political sex scandals.
They died this week.
60 seconds on the clock. Cheryl, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city were 31 people killed and 300 injured by three suicide bombers this week?
Brussels, Belgium.
Correct. Which St. Louisan, who played for the Cardinals, Pirates, Cubs, and Giants, and co-hosted the Today Show for 6 years, died this week at age 90?
Joe Garagiola.
Correct. Who produced and starred in the HBO series The Larry Sanders Show and died this week at 66?
Pat.
Who played Coach Ken Reeves on The White Shadow and Hank Hooper on 30 Rock and died this week at 71?
Ken Howard.
Correct. What is the
and
name?
Number three is Gary Shandling.
That's correct.
Okay.
What is the name of the former crack-smoking mayor of Toronto who died of cancer this week at 46?
Ford.
Rob Ford, the Chris Farley of Canada, is exactly right, Cheryl. And for getting them all right, a clean sweep. You've won not just your choice of prizes, but also the Candice's gift certificate. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. By the way, one other thing about Ken Howard, who was also the president of the Screen Actors Guild. He played Thomas Jefferson in what, to my mind, is the greatest historical musical of all time, 1776. Played it on stage and on screen. And I had a chance to talk to him about that several years ago, and I posted the interview that I did with him years and years ago here on KTRS. It's now up on my website, harrisonline.com, if you'd like to see it or listen to it. All right, let's meet our third contestant for today. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
Hello to my wife, Becky, and our four kids. I'm going to spoon them all.
Say their names.
We got Brody, Kate, Ralph, and Beckham.
Okay, that would have been really embarrassing if you'd forgotten Becca. You know that.
He's brand new. I'm getting used to it.
How new?
About 11 weeks.
About 11?
11 weeks.
Oh, 11 weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, so still under warranty.
Under warranty.
Yeah. All right, Tom, which category would you like? Easter munchies, political sex scandals, or our new third category, good movies for Good Friday?
Easter candy.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Tom, let's play the Harris Challenge. According to a National Confectioners Association survey, what part of a chocolate Easter bunny do 74% of American kids say they eat first?
Ears.
Correct, the ears. What is the most popular non-chocolate Easter candy?
Peeps.
Peeps is right. Easter is one of the top four candy-eating holidays in the United States. For 1 point each, name the other three.
Halloween.
Halloween is right. Okay, we'll come back to it. What food was originally associated with Easter because its twists resemble arms crossed in prayer?
Pass.
5-pointer. What is the most popular flavor of jelly bean eaten at Easter time? Is it cherry, grape, or strawberry?
Cherry.
It is cherry. How about the other two candy-eating holidays?
Oh, God.
Well, we know Easter was one of them, and Halloween, that's the one you got. The other two are Christmas and Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God.
And the food with the twists is a pretzel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's see how you did here. You got the one and the two for the ears and the peeps. That's 3 points. One more for Halloween. That's 4 points. And five more for the cherry jelly beans. By the way, 20% of jelly beans, cherry, when it comes to popular flavors, then strawberry at 12%, and grape at 10%. So you got yourself 9 points, Tom. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on, Dan will get your information while I meet contestant number four. Hello, Roger.
Hello, how are you?
Good. 5 seconds to plug something.
I'd just like to wish everyone a happy Easter season.
Okay. Two categories left, political sex scandals. Or good movies for Good Friday?
Let's try the movies.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Roger, let's play the Harris Challenge. For what movie did Matt Damon and Ben Affleck win a screenplay Oscar?
Good Will Hunting.
Correct. In what Barry Levinson war movie did Robin Williams play Airman Adrian Cronauer?
Good Morning Vietnam.
Correct. In what Martin Scorsese mob movie did Ray Liotta play Henry Hill?
Goodfellas.
Correct. In what 1966 Western did Clint Eastwood co-star with Lee Van Cleef and Eli Wallach?
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Correct. For the clean sweep, for what James L. Brooks movie did Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt both win Oscars? As you know, it must have the word good in the answer.
Yeah, and I've seen this one. I just can't remember. Can't remember.
You want to just
pass?
All right. Well, there's nothing to pass to, so I'll just tell you the answer. It's as good as it gets.
As good as it gets. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Roger, you still did fine. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 10 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've got lots of winners today, and you are one of them, and let's see if we can add one more. Hello, Rich.
Hey, good day.
Hey, same to you. 5 seconds to plug something.
Rich Toll Transportation at yahoo.com. That's my company. I transport goods from point A to point B. Give me a call.
Does that mean you're a truck driver?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Political sex scandals is our last category. This came up because today the National Enquirer reported that Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz has had 5 affairs. He says that that story was planted by Donald Trump's people. Trump says, I got nothing to do with it. But it's part of the muck that we find ourselves in this political year. This is about previous politicians and their sex scandals. Rich, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Bill Clinton has admitted extramarital relationships with only 2 women. Who were they?
Monica Lewinsky and Jennifer Flowers.
Correct. What state was Mark Sanford governor of when he told people he was hiking the Appalachian Trail but was actually having an affair with a woman in Argentina?
Ooh, Florida?
South Carolina.
Ooh.
Which 2004 VP candidate and 2008 presidential candidate was caught in an affair with campaign videographer Riel Hunter?
All pass.
Where was Idaho Senator Larry Craig arrested for allegedly attempting to engage in sex with another man, but defended himself by saying, I have a wide stance?
Oh, in a urinal. In a rest stop.
Where?
Pass.
Let's go to the 5-pointer. Which Democratic 1988 presidential run went off the rails after a picture went public of him with Donna Rice on his lap? That one was Gary Hart on a boat to Bimini.
Yep.
Larry Craig was arrested at an airport in Minnesota, and it was John Edwards who had an affair with Riel Hunter. So all you got here was the 1-pointer for Monica and Jennifer. And unfortunately, Rich, on this show, when you don't win by getting enough points, you have to be punished. And we actually have something with a political connection here today, because as you know, The race is now really officially over because Donald Trump has gotten the endorsement of Scott Baio. Yes, that's right. Chachi loves Donnie. And here is Scott Baio on a song he released on one of his 3 albums in the early 80s.
Woo.
This is called How Do You Talk to Girls? I believe that's Joni on the drums.
Well, sick of hanging out on the street every Saturday night with the boys. Listening to the radio with big beaver crack, you just to hear the noise. And yeah, we're talking about the girls, 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 and we talk all night.
Woo!
Okay, I think we've learned our lesson, haven't we?
Well, I'm glad my 16-year-old granddaughter didn't hear that, or else it might make a hit.
Yeah. Don't let her Google Scott Baio, by the way.
Oh.
Right.
Not going to go well. Rich, I'm glad you played. I hope you have a great Easter weekend.
You too, Paul. Thank you very much.
I appreciate that. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday, although I'm going to be off next Friday, so that means it will return 2 weeks from today here on the Big 550 KTRS. In the meantime, you can check the Harris Challenge archives on my website, harrisonline.com. Now we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with Mike Evans, and I've got today's batch of knuckleheads in the news, all here worldwide via the free KTRS app and over your radio on the Big 550 KTRS.